Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk here with you on a Tuesday morning. Thanks for joining us at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. We appreciate you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our service men and women out there taking care of us. I want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse here in Starkville or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. It'd be a little weird, Robbie, if Brupolo was in Red Banks.
Red Banks. That would be a little weird.
That would be a little weird.
Where's that?
Marshall County.
Marshall County. Okay.
So there you go. That would be a little weird, G. Wherever you are in our great state, you can enjoy Strange Brew Coffee each and every morning. It's just a click away at strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. The Mississippi Beef Council wants to remind you that beef, it is what's for dinner. If you're cooking out this weekend, nothing beats the sizzle of beef on the grill. You do the turkey on Thursday, do the beef Saturday, Sunday when you're watching college football and enjoying all these great rivalry games. It's right there for you. And, of course, it's time to vote. Go to the Mississippi Beef Council's Facebook page and vote for your favorite burger joint, your favorite steakhouse. The nominees are up. They are ready to find out who's going to get this prestigious award a little later on this month. Beef, it's what's for dinner. Thanks to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com is the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you are looking for. Black Friday, Cyber Monday, they're coming up. Great deals going to be available at College Corner. Two locations in the Jackson area. They're originally by Fleet Feet, followed by the Half Shell. Or you can shop online, collegecornerstore.com. Priority One Bank, 16 locations here to serve you throughout Central Mississippi. Let PriorityOneBank.com be your guide and show you not only how they're going to help you invest and manage your money, but how they're going to help you prepare for the future. Now more than ever, when you have questions about your money, you need answers, you need to talk to the good people at Priority One Bank. They'll get you taken care of, but more importantly, they're going to show you how they have a relationship with you, the customer, not just your money. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. It is Tuesday of Egg Bowl Week. And we are, how on a scale of 1 to 10, Robbie Falk, how right is your mind?
It's been right since last week.
Very good.
Everybody else is whining and complaining. I've already turned the page.
Very good.
Everybody's talking about, you know, Jeff Lebby and all this. No.
Locked in.
It's game week.
Outstanding news. Obviously, later in the show, we got to do our picks. And my last-ditch effort, now down 3, to try to find a way to pull off a massive upset. I don't know that massive upset would be the right word for Mississippi State. Although, it's kind of funny. And maybe it's just our own living in the state of Mississippi and seeing these games through the years that does this. But this is an 11 or a 10-win football team, 10-1 Ole Miss team, ranked in the top 10. Every playoff model has them in. Mississippi State 5-6 after a 4-0 start. They've lost, 6 of their last 7 games. They're not playing really good football, and yet, you know, the line right now is sitting at 7.5. It's probably going to continue to drop. Probably be under a touchdown by the time we get to Friday. It doesn't feel like a Mississippi State win would be a massive upset. An upset, sure, but this is not. You know, Ole Miss in 2017 was a 17-point underdog when they played Mississippi State and beat them. This doesn't feel like that.
I think the line dropped to 7.5, 6.5.
Yeah.
So no, it's not at all. Ahead, I think people believe that there's a possibility for an upset for Mississippi State here. I think that is very much on the table. I just wrote about it on 3 today, and we talked about it last week too, about the past, what we've seen in this situation in the past. It has not worked out well for the team whose coach has been rumored for other jobs. Dan Mullen in 17, the conversation didn't really heat up with him in Florida and all that until after the Egg Bowl. But there was a sense around the program at that time. The conversation was that Dan Mullen could be looking to get out. And, you know, you go back and you look at, you know, the – text messages that were released that he was having conversations with the Tennessee athletic director, talking about he couldn't wait to get up there and visit, all that stuff. He was doing all that in the middle of Egg Bowl week. And his team played that way. And I know Nick Fitzgerald going out of the ball game was a huge reason why State lost that game, but I never thought State really got off the mat until the fourth quarter of that ball game. It was the same thing for Ole Miss in 2022 with Lane Kiffin. It wasn't until Real Rogers fumbled on the one-yard line that they realized, hey, we could actually go tie this thing up. And they went down the field and they scored. But State was about to go up two touchdowns right there. Ole Miss was – I mean, the people were leaving the stadium. They were done, and State gave them the ball. And then you go back to 98, State smoked them in the Egg Bowl then when Tommy Tupperville said – he, you could take him out in the pine box from Oxford. You know, he goes back now and says that he wasn't leaving until the middle of that week. After he had said that, but whatever. All that to say, when this stuff kind of clouds the game, it tends to be a massive distraction for the team. I know Trinidad Chambliss tweeted something out today. That's kind of a PR thing to kind of quiet
the crowd. That's a sign that there is problems, right?
There is problems. Yeah. Why would you tweet that out if there wasn't a sense of, you know, negativity within there? And I know for a fact that there has been, you know, players talking about this has been a distraction. I know that firsthand, that's been talked about among the players on the team. So it is a distraction, and it is a possibility here for Mississippi State to go take an Egg Bowl win. It's a gift. Ole Miss is a much more talented team. They're much more established at this point. They are a better program as far as how it's being run right now. They have their crap together, so to speak. Mississippi State does not. But you can kind of throw all that out the window when you get into this ball game. A lot of crazy stuff has happened. Mississippi State was the more established program in 17. They had the better coaching staff at the time. They had the better players. And look what happened. So I think it's going to play a factor in this game. Can Mississippi State take advantage of it is the question. That's what we're going to talk about pretty much all week.
So let's try to figure out, you know, what's the path to victory for Mississippi State. We can't – I don't want to say things like, well, they got to force turnovers. Well, yeah, I know. But you can't game plan turnovers, right? You can't sit there and say, okay, we're going to get two interceptions and a fumble in this game. What are the things, you know, coaches say it all the time, right? Control the controllables. What are the controllables for Mississippi State in this game? It starts with the one we've been talking about for the past couple of weeks with making a change at the quarterback position. If we say that that's just not going to happen, if we're just going to say, look, Chapin's going to start, he's going to play, it's his game. What do we have to scheme up for Mississippi State in this one? I think it starts with you've just got to be more committed to running the football with your running backs, regardless of what the defense is throwing at you.
Yeah, that's true. I think that's probably going to be the game plan if they have Blake Chapin, is you've got to be able to run the football. And I don't know. I think that they could do that against Ole Miss. I don't think Ole Miss is world beaters against the run, but State is not really done that much this year. You know, last week or 2 weeks ago against Missouri, they never even tried to establish the run game with the running backs. They were trying to do it with the quarterbacks. So, who knows if they could actually do that. To me, it just feels like a simple game plan. It feels like we've talked about it some last week. It feels like Kamario Taylor's Chris Relf moment. You put your quarterback in there that's got the ability to run the read option, and you allow him to make those reads, and you try to run the football that way, and then you hit some big plays down the field in the passing game with him. I think Kamario Taylor is your best shot of winning this ball game. Ole Miss has a good defensive front. It's not what they were last year, but it's a very good front. I like what they have up front. They get push. Mississippi State has struggled against defensive lines this season. They're going to come after Blake Chapin. Their game plan is going to be Suntrain Perkins probably coming after Chapin, yes. Maybe bringing some pressure from defensive backs. They're going to get push up front too. Blake Chapin in this ball game is limited because they're going to try to do what everybody else has done, and that's put pressure on it. If Kamario Taylor is your guy, Sure, there's the possibility that he makes some mistakes in this game, and his accuracy is not there, whatever. You're getting that anyway, and we've kind of beat that horse to death. So I think that a guy like that there is some film on him, but not to the extent of 70 plays. Jeff Lebby said he didn't want to put Kamaro Taylor in a ball game for 75 plays against Missouri's defense. They haven't seen a prolonged amount of time with Kamaro Taylor. They've seen a couple of possessions, probably 50 or so plays at this point with Kamaro Taylor. He's had 2 weeks to game plan, if that's what you go with. I think that's Mississippi State's best course of action in this ball game, and it could blow up in his face, but we haven't seen it yet, so why not try it out?
I mean, you don't have to convince me on that one, Robbie. You don't have to, you don't have to put my arm behind my back. So run the football with the running backs. I feel like we have to make that caveat. I want to see Booth and Bothwell. I mean, if I can get a combined 30 carries out of them, I feel really good about where Mississippi State is. Now, obviously, if it's 30 carries for 48 yards, I wouldn't feel very good. But I feel like if you just hammer away at that Ole Miss defensive line, you can have some success against it. I think the other thing is, let's flip that around to the Ole Miss running game. It's outstanding. We just saw Ahmad Hardy have a record day. Kewan Lacy has to be chomping at the bit to get on this Mississippi State run defense, which is awful. It's the worst in the conference, and it hasn't been good. I think it's just as simple as, look, he's going to get 5 yards a carry. Okay, get 5 yards a carry. Don't give up, you gave up 12 yards a carry to Ahmad Hardy. You can't give up the 30, 40, 50-yard runs. You got to make them work for every yard they get. If they're moving the chains and getting first downs, that's fine. But do so in a time, so you're taking time off the clock. You're shortening the game a little bit. You cannot give up those big plays in the running game. And I the I'm willing I'm this is the thing I'm willing to say. Like, pass defense has been pretty good this year. Obviously, having Kelly Jones helps that a lot. He takes away one of their guys. Great. This is where you absolutely have to sell out and load the box and stop the run. You have to stop the run first, or you will not win this game.
And I have my doubts. I really do. We have not seen Coleman Hutzler just go sell out to stop the run. And in fairness too, this is an offense that it's kind of difficult to do that, to just sell out to stop the run, because it's very similar to Mississippi State's. I mean, even with all the vitriol and the weeping and gnashing of teeth from Mississippi State fans about this offense, the capabilities for this offense to beat whatever you do defensively are there. I mean, and you look at it, they're averaging well over 30 points per game. The offense, with all its frustrations, has still put up a lot of points this year. They've very rarely been held down. I mean, the worst game they've had was 9 points against a really good Texas A&M team on the road. And there were opportunities there for a couple more touchdowns. So it would kind of be difficult to come out and sell out to stop the run, because there's pieces of this offense where they could still beat you down the field for big plays. But I think that's Ole Miss's best course of action offensively, is running the football with Kewan Lacy against this defense. And when this offense is running the ball the way that it is, it's very difficult to stop. And that's kind of the issue that you have. So I do think they probably need to lean more on trying to do everything that you can to stop the run, and hope that Kelly Jones can make some plays down the field, and maybe Jerron Manning and guys like that. That's probably what you have to do in this game, is you got to be able to limit the run first. So I don't know. It's a tough offense to stop, and Mississippi State's defense has just been so bad down the stretch. But again, you've had 2 weeks to prepare for this, so you should have a decent game plan going into this ball game.
And they had a decent game plan a season ago in this game. This was the best defensive game State played. And I don't know if that was just a lucky coincidence. I don't know if that's Lebby having some knowledge of what Kiffin likes to do and his tendencies, and him working in concert with Coleman Hutzler that day. I don't know if Jackson Dart just had a bad day at the office. I don't know the answer to that. I just know that last year, in a season where Mississippi State could not get off the field, in this game a year ago, they got off the field enough to give themselves a chance to win. And if they can match that defensive effort on Friday, I think they'll have once again it will have a chance to win this game. But at the same time, I mean, it's one of those things where it's like nothing I've seen makes me think that they can do it, but nothing I saw last year made me think that they could do it, and they did. So there's that.
It's been a while since State has just been bad defensively against Ole Miss. Like, I feel like they bring the effort and the
Yeah.
intensity. I
Trying
mean,
to
they
think.
just it's been a while since they've just been really bad.
Maybe 12
Yeah, they
when we've
struggled in
had
that
that
game.
monster game. I mean, even like in the 14 game, I mean they scored 31, but that late touchdown is the difference there. 15 they had some struggles, but Ole Miss did score on a pick six in that game. So yeah, it's just I feel like State will have opportunities in this game to get off the field, and it's just about whether or not they do so or not. And, creating negative plays starts is the big part of that. But that's not, again, trying to stick to what I can control here. What are my controllables? I can't scheme up, okay, we're going to get a tackle for loss of five on this play and make it second and 15. I can scheme up a defense that gives me the best chance to get that. And again, I think that's just saying, I'm just going to tell Ole Miss, like, you know what? If Chambliss beats us over the top, that's fine. You're not going to throw over there. You're not going to throw at that guy. So if you want to throw over here to Brumfield's side and where we're going to have some safety help, good luck. That's what we're going to have to do. That would be my mentality going into this one. And
Just
then
got to limit the big plays, man. Like, they had so many explosive plays given up the last few weeks.
it's been brutal. It's been really
Like, I mean, this has to be the best game that you've played all year defensively. Like,
yes.
as bad as this defense has been, can you guys just give the effort that we need for 1 week? Everything's been frustrating for this group at the end of the day, and they had the terrible season last year. They've shown some good things this year, and now it's kind of reverting. But can you just come out for 1 week and just play your guts out and go make plays? And can Coleman Hutzler scheme this thing up? Like, that's got to be the message this week to the players. It's like, we need you for one more week to get bowl eligible. This is what you've been working for since the spring. You came here and the coaches said in the first meeting, we want to get bowl eligible this year. We were 2-10 last year. Our expectations are going to be significantly higher moving forward. But for this season, our goal was to get bowl eligible and do it as quickly as possible. And they weren't able to do it until possibly this last game. But at the end of the day, they still have a chance to accomplish everything that they wanted to accomplish preseason. I don't think the reasonable expectations were not to get to a playoff with this team this year. I think, if some things fell their way, they might have been in the conversation, but this team was not built for a playoff. But you're setting the foundation for Jeff Lebby in year two. The goal is to get to a bowl game. You have an opportunity to do that in this game. So give everything that you got in this ball game, and let's go win the Egg Bowl and let's get to a bowl game. That's the message, I think, this week.
It really is something to see how our perception of this defense and of Coleman Hutzler have changed since like week five or week six. Week five or week six, think about the Tennessee game, the Florida game. We said the defense played good enough to win. I know they gave up 41 points, but 14 were on the offense. Can't do anything about that. Florida, they played plenty good enough to win defensively in that game. And then through 3 quarters of the Texas game, they were flying high. And in that moment, something has changed, and they've completely reverted back to where they were a year ago. The reason that they're not statistically as bad as they were a year ago is because they figured out the non-conference portion of it. They didn't give up 400 plus yards to a MAC team this year. They didn't give up 330 yards on the ground to Arizona State this year. But in the SEC play, they've been just as bad, basically the whole season long, But again, last year, so bad, but really good enough in this game for whatever reason. I think the other thing that we can control is this. I believe that week in and week out, we can trust Anthony Evans and Brennan Thompson to get their catches. If they're on the field, they're going to get their catches. I'm going to, early in this game, throw a couple passes to Aiden Williams to just try and get him going a little bit and see if he can finally have that breakout. I'll be honest with you. If he doesn't have it in this game, I'm not going to go into next season saying, well, Aiden Williams can be a big piece for Mississippi State at that point. At that point, he's had 2 years at Ole Miss to get it done and a year at State and hasn't been able to do it. I think at that point, you just have to sort of, he is what he is. But in this game, you know, maybe first, second play, a quick short pass to him where he can get a little run after the catch. Just get the juices flowing for him. If State can get all three of those guys going, or maybe you do it with Traore, I don't know. But I want somebody else. I need a third option in the passing game in this game, and I'm going to scheme up some plays early on to get the ball to Traore, to Aiden Williams, if you want to do it to a running back, however you want to make it happen. But I'm going to do that.
And take some pressure off the other two. Yeah, they need other players to step up and make plays. And it seems like a lot of times Brennan Thompson's going out of the ball game with a, you know, banged up here and there. Somebody's covered one of the other two up. I mean, you got to have the other players step up and make plays for you.
We'll see if those guys can do that. Is there anything else, you know, again, from the perspective of control what you can control, what is there anything else we're missing here? I mean, it just feels like the number one is going to be, well, you can control who starts a quarterback.
Yeah, you could. I think that's probably the go-to there. And I still think there's a chance we see a lot of KT in this game.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that seems like the biggest thing to me.
I am absolutely on that note there. I am absolutely, I'll believe it when I see it. I will not be sucked into, look, I know there's a lot of smoke and there's some ideas that maybe he's going to have a bigger role. I hear you. When I see it happen, it'll happen. Because we've talked about it a little bit. It reminds me a little bit of 09, where, you know, the offense was stalling out with Tyson Lee, and they decided, let's go to Ralph, and they changed up what they were doing offensively. They ran a lot of option, and Ole Miss was not ready for it, and it worked big. I think the same thing could happen here, where they're going to game plan for Shapen, and if you go to Taylor and he's able to make some plays in the running game, you know, he's not as polished as Talon Green, but Talon Green had a lot of success against this Ole Miss defense, and I think that Mississippi State could be in that situation. State has better receivers than Arkansas. You know, they could have some success there, but I don't know. I just don't buy into the idea. Maybe that's just me being like, I'm just trying to protect myself, man. Just trying to protect my own mental health here. Of saying I'm not gonna walk in on a Friday and going, all right, it's KT time. I'm not gonna do it. I will not.
Well, I haven't ever been confident that he's going to get the reins at any point this season, but I feel a little more confident this week. But before this, I haven't.
Well,
you had locked in on what you were doing on the computer, and
I'm trying to formulate my thought here. Like, you handle things your way on this one. I'm gonna handle them my way. We don't have to agree on everything. We stay friends. But I'm going to.
You tend to lean more towards the emotional side than I do, which is strange because I am more emotional than you are. But when it comes to,
I am. I can just
keep it
tamped down. It's in there though, I promise.
Yeah, but I am more emotional than you.
You let it out a little bit more. Yeah,
it's hard for me to hide.
Yeah,
I tend to when it comes to like the thought process of things, I tend to be able to look at it a different angle than you do.
Yeah,
your angle is usually based on your own emotions.
My angle is always I don't want to be hurt.
Well,
if I walk in there and I expect
prepare to be hurt, my friend, in some form or fashion, you will be hurt by Mississippi State Athletics.
Oh, it's about managing pain. It's like
I don't know if it's possible.
I expect it to be at a 6. I don't want to be at a 9. All right.
I don't know if I'm trying to put this into existence, but I just don't know if it's possible for Mississippi State to have everything go right this week.
Right.
There's 4 basketball games between the women and the men.
So much science, Robbie.
There's football, the Egg Bowl. You have a football and basketball game on the same day. You're pulling for the opportunity of Lane Kiffin to be off to LSU, plus somehow they get left out of the playoffs, all that stuff. I mean, there's a lot of things that have to happen for you to be fully happy, and I don't know if that's going to happen.
I'm willing to, every basketball game State plays this week, men's and women's, I'm willing to give them away. I could care less. Could not care any more about, any less about them. One last question here. We saw the Deuce Knight was named SEC Freshman of the Week. Obviously so. Four rushing touchdowns, had a huge game. I know it's an FCS team. But does that performance, does Levy have to look at it and go, man, what am I doing? Like,
well, I mean, here's the thing. Here's my stance on it. And I've said it now. We've talked about this ad nauseum. I've been on record. I don't think that Blake Shapen is the problem. I don't think that singularly him. I don't think that just him, that's the problem.
Right.
I think Mississippi State's biggest problem derives among the offensive line. I think the offensive line has created the issues for Mississippi State. But when you have those issues and you have the deficiencies of Blake Shapen against the pass rush, you have to consider that it's not best for your offense to have someone back there because it eliminates a lot of the big play capabilities that you had early on in the season because defenses have figured it out. Pressure Blake Shapen, he's not going to be able to get the ball downfield. And so defenses have now kind of sold out of putting pressure on Shapen, whether it be with four linemen or bringing pressure from the linebackers, whatever. They've had success against that. When you have an exciting quarterback like Kamario Taylor, you know, this is the end of Blake Shapen's road.
Right.
And I hate that for him. I hate that he might not be able to finish it on his terms or finish it the way that he wants to. But you're trying to get to a bowl game, and you're trying to sell the fan base on why you should be the guy. This fan base right now does not believe in you if you're Jeff Levy. They don't believe that you know how to handle a football program. They don't believe that you know what to do to go win ball games because he hadn't proven it. He's won one SEC game in 2 years. So this fan base wants to see the exciting young quarterback, the guy that has been able to escape the pocket. He's been able to run the football at a much higher rate than Blake Shapen, and he's shown the ability to get the ball down the field.
As we've said so many times, like fans and us, all we get to see are the games. So when we watch the games, we see him being productive. He may be terrible in practice. I have no idea. But we see the games and we see the productivity and we see the things he can do with his legs. And so it just – when I hear Levy say things like, yeah, they were giving us the QB run. Well, yeah, they were because you had a slow guy who can't run at quarterback. If you put
that doesn't
it
mean
quarter,
you have to take it.
Right. If you have a – you put in a runner at quarterback.
They were baiting you. They were
baiting
you into
change what
the
they're
QB
doing.
Run.
And then you can hand it off to your running backs who are good players, or you can throw the short pass. So, yeah, they're giving you the QB run with Shapen. They're not just going to give you the QB run. Can you imagine if Missouri had just been – Taylor comes in and they just make no adjustments. They're like, no, what we're doing is working. If he runs, it's fine. Taylor would have had 150, 200 yards rushing. So make them adjust. I don't understand it. And like I said, of all the controllables that are controllable, that's number one. I don't know that Mississippi State's going to make that change. We shall see when we get to game day on Friday. Just a heads up, I have reached out to 3 decades worth of Mississippi State football players. We're trying to get some interviews. Don't think I'm going to have one up today, but if not, but Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, we should have some stuff, some extra content for you guys from former players reliving their great Egg Bowl memories. All right, guys, let's move into second half of the show and our SEC picks, our final SEC. Man, it really does seem like we were just week one just the other day. And here we are. This is our last go-round for SEC picks. It's brought to you by Two Brothers Smoke Meats and the Older Brother in the Cotton District. Two fantastic places to go grab lunch or dinner. If you're going to be in town on Black Friday, Two Brothers after the game would be a fantastic choice, as would the Older Brother. You can't go wrong at either one of them. Two of the best places here in the city of Starkville. The Cotton District will always be the place to be. If a state can win this game, the Cotton District is definitely going to be the place to be. Be right there in the middle of it at Two Brothers Smoked Meats. Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. That's what they've been doing for 50 years.
50, brother.
Need technology for your business? Give Advantage Business Systems a call. And then if you need service, same number, same people. You don't have to worry about it. Oh, God. It's nothing, never mind Hogan and Nash. That's the finger poke of doom right there. No, look at that thing. Looks like an alien. You look like ET. Yeah. Phone and manage business systems. There it is.
I can
601.
palm a basketball.
Can you?
Yeah.
Okay. I have small hands for a big guy. Small hands, small feet too. You know what they say about guys with small hands? Wear small gloves.
Big brain.
Whoo, they do not say that. They've never once said it. 601-362-9192 or visit them online, absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. Are you going to be in Starkville for Black Friday? Then you need to be shopping at Maroon & Co. They will have the biggest and best selection of Mississippi State merchandise that you can find. Nobody in Starkville with more maroon and white on the shelves than our friends over at Maroon & Co. Whatever you're looking for, interlocking, state script, M over S, they've got it at Maroon & Co. And we will see you there. Use our promo code THUNDER15 to save 15% off regular price. Some exclusions do apply. Before you go to your next game at Mississippi State, go to Maroon & Co. Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden, what are you looking for this holiday season? Who do you need to shop for? Do you have a guy that's fanatical about his lawn? Well, maybe a John Deere mower. Make a big purchase for him for Christmas. Is he an outdoorsman, a fisherman, a hunter? Plenty of ammunition, plenty of rifles and shotguns, bows, fishing poles, lures. It's all right there. Is he a cook? He likes to get out there and work the grill. A great selection of grills at Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden. Maybe he owns a giraffe. They've got giraffe feed at Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden. Whatever you're looking for this holiday season, they've got it at Scruggs. Scruggs has what you want for less. Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden in Saltillo. If you are a landowner in the great state of Mississippi, the name to know is Good Hope Land and Timber. Whether you're buying or selling land, whether you're owning 100 acres or a couple thousand acres, and you're just trying to keep everything maintained and get the most value and the best sustainability for your land, Good Hope Land and Timber. Years of experience, people you want to work with, people who know the business, and people who know how to make your land its most valuable and its most beautiful in every sense of the word. Whatever you're trying to do with your land, Good Hope Land and Timber has a plan for you. Good Hope Land and Timber, locally trusted, landowner approved. All right, this is it. Last weekend of the year, can I catch up with Robbie Falk? I am three down. Missouri, you screwed me. What am I?
Brian screwed Brian.
I disagree. What games? So let's go real quick. What games have I lost this year? I think I lost Georgia Bama. Didn't I take Georgia? We may have both lost that one.
I don't remember all of
Yeah,
them.
I'm just trying. I'm just looking through and seeing what I.
You've lost so many, it's hard to remember.
This guy. All right, here we go. Let's just get after it here. We'll just go down the list here. Iron Bowl, Alabama at Auburn. One thing we do know, when the game is at Auburn, it's weird. It's always close. Is this one of the one though? I'm just gonna make my picks because I know you're gonna take the favorites. You're not gonna go out on a limb on anything, right?
Why would I give you my strategy?
That's a good point. I'm gonna take Alabama in this one. This is not one I'm gonna pull the trigger on.
No, I just don't think Auburn's good enough to win this game.
Yeah.
I know the Deuce Knight did a great job against Mercer or whoever, but this is a different ball game. It's essentially going to be, I'm guessing they're going to start him. I don't know, but essentially going to be his second real game. I just don't see it. I think that Auburn will have this interesting early, probably,
Agreed.
but Alabama's fighting for a playoff. I don't see it.
I guess we need to do this the other way. You need to tell me your picks first.
Okay.
Okay. So the
Can do that.
Battle Line series, Arkansas hosting Missouri. Tigers have lost. They lost last week. Even with Bo Pribula back, their offense could not do anything. Now the Oklahoma defense is really, really good. On the opposite side of that, Arkansas's defense is not any good. And I could easily foresee Ahmad Hardy having another monster day here. Who do you like in this one?
I mentioned last week I didn't like Missouri against Oklahoma because Bo Pribula was going to be kind of rusty and their offense wasn't great in that game. I think he'll knock off some rust here and they'll win this pretty handily. I just don't think Arkansas at this point has got to be just completely defeated. Like
You think?
I don't think that they could. I don't think they can get off the mat at this point. I think they might have a last ditch effort, but I think Missouri's a more well-rounded team than Arkansas, and they'll win this ball game. Get to eight games.
If Arkansas had been able to keep it close against Texas, I might have taken them here. But I think you're right. I think there's no gas left in the tank. I can't pull the trigger here either, so I will take Missouri. Florida hosting Florida State. The Gross Bowl. New coach coming in
Gross.
for the Gators. Not going to be Lane Kiffin, I don't think. By the way, real quick, I don't know if I'm ecstatic or disgusted by these LSU kids, these LSU message board posters, who got the Florida moderators to bite on this. Have you seen this?
I'd briefly seen some people talking about it, but I didn't look
Basically,
into it.
they reached out and pretended to be, they catfished him and said that they were an administrator at Ole Miss and that they had heard that he was going to Florida.
Oh.
And the Florida guys, so basically the Florida guys were all messaging the same guy. And
Good grief.
yeah, I don't know if it's disgusting
I don't
or
like it, but
hilarious.
the floor if you're the Florida guys, you've
Yeah,
got to get second, third
do your due
sources.
diligence on that.
Yeah.
And then we learned yesterday that Norvell coming back. I can't believe that, but whatever. Go ahead. What do you got?
I'm going with Florida. I know that they were awful last week, but they've played better, I guess. They showed a pulse against Ole Miss. They're at home. I think they'll play hard for Billy Gonzalez probably. Florida State's just not very good, and I don't know. I think Florida wins that.
All right, this is the one. I'll take this one. I'll go Florida State.
You got to. I mean, you got at
Yeah,
some point you
this is
have
a,
to.
this is really a coin flip game. Both of these teams suck. Who sucks less? I'll go Florida State. Georgia at Georgia Tech, but it's not really at Georgia Tech. It's at Mercedes-Benz Stadium, which means there's going to be about 60. All the people talking about Ole Miss fans taking over the stadium, here's where a rivalry is going to be. The road team is going to have the big crowd. That place is going to be packed with Georgia fans. Georgia Tech. They have completely fallen apart here at the end of the season. We can both take Georgia on this one. I'm not going to pull the trigger on the Yellow Jackets here. I would have if
No,
I hit. I would have picked Georgia Tech.
they have not been playing, great. And Georgia's just they've just been a steady team all year. So yeah, I'm gonna go Georgia.
All right. Kentucky at Louisville. Louisville quarterback Miller Moss was out last week. They learned today their leading receiver, Chris Bell, who's a Mississippi kid. He will be out for this game as well. What do you think?
And the running back, I think, has been hurt
Yeah,
a
they've been
lot this
banged up.
year. Like
Yeah.
they're banged up. Kentucky's been playing better. I mean that
They were before
they
last week.
last week was not good against Vandy, but they've been playing better. Louisville has, they're banged up with injuries. I think I'll go with Kentucky.
Okay. I will take Louisville. I feel like that's, one way or the other. This is another game I feel like kind of coin flippy. I would just pick the opposite of you. So I'll take Louisville. LSU at Oklahoma. This is an interesting matchup because this is the one of the worst offenses in the conference versus what may be the best defense in the conference. We're both taking the Sooners here.
Yeah, I just don't have any. I watched the while you were passed out on the couch the other night snoring,
Yes.
John Sokoloff's apartment.
Yes.
I forced myself to watch Michael Van Buren and the LSU offense
Gross.
score 13 points against Western Kentucky. I think this will be another bad offensive game. It's shocking how bad LSU is offensively. It really is.
I slept like a baby on that couch, by the way. I was out.
I could tell we were having great conversation and your snoring was interrupting.
I'm very sorry.
That's fine.
We'll both take the Sooners.
Have you checked into sleep apnea? There's a possibility that you might have it.
It's possible, yeah. I haven't really looked into it. So,
Sleep study would be great.
okay. South Carolina.
Just here to help. I'm just here to help.
I
I did it
appreciate you.
myself.
I appreciate you.
Oh, that was really aggressive. I appreciate you. Thanks.
South Carolina,
Let me
I'm from
shake your
Georgia.
hand. Let me shake your hand.
Yeah. Get that finger out of my
Let me
face.
shake it.
Ah. All right. South Carolina hosting Clemson.
Ugh.
Oh, these games are gross. These are terrible games. Somebody has to watch these
South
games.
Carolina is a favorite in this game, by the way.
Yes. Incredible.
4-7 South Carolina, a favorite against Clemson.
Against 6-5 Clemson. Go ahead.
Shane Beamer's had success against Dabo Swinney.
Yes. Yeah, they won last year.
They're playing at home. I think I'm going to go with South Carolina here. I don't trust Clemson at all.
I'll go Clemson.
Okay.
That's three. Do I want to go for the win? I am going to go for the win. I will. I mean, I'm not here to play. We're not here to tie. All right. We're going for the win.
I got greedy like this a couple years ago.
Yeah.
And if I would have just
It
stayed
didn't.
away
No, no,
from one
no,
game,
no, no. It did not. It did not matter. I remember that. You
I
lost.
did. It did
No,
matter.
no, no. You
It did
you.
matter. It was a difference between tying or not.
I don't think it
I
was.
went. It was Kentucky Louisville,
Okay.
and I picked one of them. And had I not picked that game, I would have tied you.
Oh, is
So
that right? Okay.
that's right.
Well, I'm gonna be greedy here.
Okay.
We've got two games left to pick. Let's go Tennessee hosting Vanderbilt. What is the line on this? I haven't even looked. By the
Pretty
way,
interesting game here.
State, by the way, was a is that line is now down to 7
Ooh.
for the Egg Bowl. It's dropped another half point. What am
People do
I?
not trust that Ole Miss is going to be prepared.
Oh, guess the line. Tennessee Vanderbilt.
Tennessee 2.5.
You're close. I would have thought Vandy was favored. Tennessee is a 3-point favorite.
They're going to give them the advantage at home.
I
And
guess, yeah. All right.
Tennessee's owned this rivalry. It's still, I think it
Florida
still
State's
matters.
favored. Wow, I didn't realize that. Florida State's a 1-point favorite right now.
Man, I'm going to go to Tennessee here. It's a very dangerous game for them. Vanderbilt is essentially on the verge of a possible playoff berth. They'll have to have some things happen for them, I think. But if they win this game, they're in the playoff. Tennessee has a chance to
If
knock them out.
state, they will know if state has won, and they'll know if Oklahoma has won, I think.
Yes. So
So they would
how does
know.
Vanderbilt handle that is
Yeah.
my question. Vanderbilt's going into that. I think they're going to be pressing a little bit. They're playing really good football. I think they're going to be pressing a little bit. I'm going to take the home team here. And Tennessee's all in this series.
Do I want to take Vandy on the road or Texas at home? That's what this comes down to. Let me have the option here. Are you taking A&M?
Yes.
Okay. I'm gonna go with the Doors. What
I
the
don't
hell?
think any of these picks that you've made are bad
Not
picks.
necessarily bad picks. Yeah. I mean,
This is after the week that we've had, where it was
yeah.
just god awful football. This is a very interesting week, and it's also
Going on.
consequential. I mean, there are so many games that could determine playoff berths. Oklahoma could make a playoff. Ole Miss could make a playoff.
Vanderbilt
Vandy,
make a playoff.
SEC championship.
Here's the truth. Here's another thing too. If Georgia Tech beats Georgia and they can win the ACC championship, they're going to get in. So that's
Yeah.
another one. I mean, there's a lot going on. Yeah. All right. So the games for me to watch. I need Florida State. I need Louisville. I need Clemson and I need Vanderbilt. And if I get all four of those, I will win. That'll work.
See what happens.
Otherwise, dinner's on me. We shall see. All right, tomorrow's the rumblings. You know what to do. Send them in. We'll get to them. Talk to you guys tomorrow. For Robbie Falk, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder Lightning here on Super Talk, Mississippi.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.